Blog Talk Radio. Thus in the Lord with all thine heart, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now that's what I ask you, sheep, to do, as well as to listen to me. Let me go and close my front door. The person that was just in here left my front door open. I am going to close it. They will have to either knock or use the key to get in. I'm not leaving my front door wide open for anyone to walk in on me while I'm talking to you sheep on the phone. Now listen, this week we are to read Numbers chapter 9. And I see that an error has been made there, and I didn't check it. I should check over whatever I type. Let's read and get an understanding of what our Father in heaven wants you to do. I must tell you that you are to repent, and repent means to you tell the Lord what you're sorry for all the things that you have done and are going to do. And you say that you're sorry for doing those things. And then pray that our Father will save your life. You know, I heard that this man on the radio last couple of weeks ago talking about an alternative to the Bible. And I don't think there is an alternative. Most people, many people who are not Hebrews have written Bible. They have written papers like they know what it is that we have gone through. The only thing I'll tell you, Hebrews, or you black folks, read your Bible and stick to your Bible. Don't pay any attention to those people who want to make money off of reading what they don't know and have not experienced. We are the only people in the Bible that has been saved. We have experienced the things, negative things that the Bible said would do if we would not obey. You are to obey this Bible sheet. And those who are listening and who want to save their life, our Father doesn't care if you are white or any other race. You know, and I think it's Numbers 9:19. Let me check that for you. It might be in Leviticus 19. Where I want to turn. I'm turning my Bible right now to find that we are a peculiar people unto our Father. I'm searching my Bible. It's in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, that's his commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. All of the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. You know, that's what Moses has been told to tell us. We are Israelites. Those who are in the other country, they are pretending to be Israelites. You know, in Revelation 12:9, the whole earth is deceived. You don't want to be deceived. Read the Bible for yourself. You know, sometimes a preacher gets up and says something that you don't quite agree with, or you say to yourself, he has misunderstood, or she has misunderstood. Many times, you all are more educated than what your preacher may be. In fact, they may not have read the entire Bible. I'm trying to read the entire Bible to your sheep so you'll know for yourself what our Father has in heaven has said. You can, as long as you be obedient and do his will, it will be perhaps. But I try to do what I know that the Lord has told us to do. And now I'm reading to you from Numbers chapter 9. And of course, you know that I'm not the best reader, but I do what the Lord has told me to do. And yes, he does. We will find when we get to Numbers 12 and 6, you'll see that he will tell us, he will come to us in a dream and tell us what it is that he wants and what he wants done. And that's what I'm trying to do, because he came to me in a dream and told me to feed his sheep. And I said to myself, Lord, I don't know how to do that, but I'm scared. I stumble. I don't speak well. And hopefully today you'll find out that I do speak. I speak much better than I used to. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 9 and start reading at verse 1. And we will read as much of it as we can, or all of it, and then start reading on chapter 10. We ought to start with Numbers chapter 9, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover that is at that is appointed. Let me read verse 2 again. Someone is trying to call in. Hold on a moment.
the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up my heart.